And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Imagine if your child or other loved one was a member of the U.S. military, found themselves, like so many young Americans these days, battling a deep and debilitating depression. You'd think and hope that the military would provide that person with quality mental health care. Amazingly, however, that's often not the case. As a U.S. Senate committee learned last week, many military commanders still adhere to a get-tough, macho approach in which they stigmatize, isolate, and punish struggling personnel when they act out due to depression. That's what happened to a 23-year-old Army Ranger named Christopher Carter, who suffered from PTSD resulting from a deployment to Afghanistan. Tragically, Carter ended up committing suicide, thus joining a shockingly long list of more than 1,100 service members who've done the same thing in just the last 2 years. Thankfully, tragedies like Carter's and others seem to be finally attracting a spotlight. Let's hope that's a trend that continues, and that elected leaders do everything they can to compel the military to bring mental health treatment into the 21st century as soon as possible. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.